The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. What's up, Julio?
What's up, Fox? How was work today?
Good. It's fucking weird, man, doing it in the daylight.
I know.
Yeah, work was good.
We're like vampires.
Right. Yeah, we're usually doing the Forefather episodes. And we're trying out the video. Anyway, speaking of this, now,
This is what we look like.
Yeah, this is what we look like. But I like doing it when the sun's shining. It puts me in a good fucking mood. All right?
You are smiling a lot.
So, when do you get your schedule? What day?
I think like Friday or Saturday kind of time.
For the whole next week?
Yeah.
All right, now we got to start planning this shit ahead then. We can do more of these less Forefather episodes and more daylight episodes. I like this shit.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be out of town next. I'm actually not going to be available Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week.
Well,
I'm going to go visit the Liberty Bell.
In Philly?
Yeah, and I'm going to go see, oh shit, my camera. And I'm going to go see, I'm going to try to visit the site where the Philadelphia experiment apparently took place.
I've been to Philly a couple times. It's a fucking dump. And the highway, the main highway has like 8 fucking lanes and you're still going like 15 miles an hour.
Damn.
And not to mention it takes, 8 hours to get there? Well, I was driving up there from Akron, so it's probably a little bit farther from here. But
yeah, it's about 8-9 hours and, you know, whatever. But finally, I should have never gotten these damn tickets in Philly. I should have just gotten them for, like, Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah, we already went over this on another episode, didn't we?
Fuck, man.
Didn't I talk about fighting at the Blue Horizon up there?
Yeah, I think
you did. The dude from Sweden, right? Yeah, because you got turned on. Yeah. You thought he looked like Dolph. Yeah, you.
I didn't say he looked like him. I said he's just Swedish, like Dolph.
Yeah. I didn't know that, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think the chick that played his wife in Rocky was she Swedish too? Bridget Nielsen? Actually, Stallone was actually banging her at the time. He's the one that got her the job. Yeah. And then him and Dolph Lundgren. I don't know. I think I heard some gossip that they got into it for real.
Huh.
I mean, Stallone's
on. Yeah, I think I did hear that it was a real fight.
Yeah.
When they were boxing, yeah.
There ain't no fucking way Stallone can hang with Dolph Lundgren. I'm not trying to. I don't want to swing on his nuts like you do, but I know he was a black belt and shit back in the day. And he's also probably, Stallone is probably like 5.5 foot, maybe. I don't know, something like that. He's short as fuck. Yeah. I don't know if you realize that.
Yeah. And Dolph also has like four doctorates or something, or 4 degrees. Like he's more of a scientist and doctor than Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, I think I am too. Yeah. I think we've been over that. Is that your green screen behind you?
Kind of, yeah. Just at the bar, chilling.
Is that a Zoom background? Or remember you said you were going to start using your Zoom or your green screen?
But it didn't work out as good as I thought. Like, honestly, like, I don't even want to, like, I don't even want to like show it.
What do you mean?
It doesn't look good.
Oh, okay. Well, what can you do?
So I gotta use this. I gotta use this fake one.
This is my real background right here. Believe it or not. As nice as it looks, that's real shit back there. But anyway, what do you got? You want to bring some shit up first?
Sure. So this was kind of, you know how we always shit on Macron from France?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Oh yeah, the shit's hitting the fan over there, ain't it?
Yeah, and I came across this strange ass video before his political life. He was like, I mean, I know it was like the 80s, but like he was like wearing earrings. He was dressed like a chick.
That's par for
the... And I mean, unfortunately, it's saying host disabled participant screen sharing, so I can't share the video, but...
Are you kidding me? Did I fuck up already? You got to do that shit every time? Oh, fuck. I can't even remember how I fixed it last time. Well, talk about something. I'm looking.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. I just found it funny because, you know, like... we always go back to this conversation about, like, when did this whole, like, changing our mind about gender start? And I don't think it started when I was born. I think it was already set in motion. And, like, I don't know.
It should be good now.
Video, man.
It should be good now. I don't know about the audio.
Okay. So here it goes. I don't think it's got out. Maybe it does have audio.
Oh. Well, I can't. If it does, I can't hear it.
Okay. Yeah, this meeting is kind of like our test trial.
Yeah.
We don't have it all figured out yet.
It's going to be a shit show.
Yeah, it is. It already is. Yeah, I don't know how to fucking fix the audio.
Well, don't worry about it. Just close it out.
Yeah, I don't like this one. This is too complex.
You got any crypto?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I got some Bitcoin and I got some Doge.
Doge,
whatever. Sorry, I don't speak American, bro. I speak Spanish.
Oh, that reminds me. All right. You've been saying quesanera for your daughter's party? Quesanera?
Quinceañera.
Oh, yeah. Everybody kept correcting me at work. See, you got to remember I can't hear good.
What were they saying?
They would correct me like you just did. I said quesanera. They're like, what's that? His daughter's 15th birthday. Oh, quinceanera. Oh, okay. It's always going to be quesanera to me. Like a case of quesadilla or some shit. Yeah. Huh.
It's all right.
What, did you have something on Ryan Garcia? You brought it up earlier.
Yeah. Like we were talking, he sat up that you brought up that he got raped at 2.
That's what he said. That. Yeah.
And
he's been going on some rants.
How does he remember that one? I wonder. And then what, he got tied up at Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
To watch children get raped. And it's now predicting that there's going to be a major earthquake on, I forgot what date.
June 6th, I want to say.
Yeah.
Which is weird because it's 6-6, but the year doesn't mean anything. Well, I guess if you add 2 and 4, if you want to get into all that numerology bullshit, but you can, if you can bend all that shit any way you want and make anything out of it. You can add, subtract, multiply, divide. I can't deal with that shit. I mean,
I'm figuring that out for myself, I guess.
Yeah.
People hide behind that numerology shit and symbolisms and all this crap. I think I talked about it last time. Nah, fuck it.
Yeah, man. It's like, if you got to start adding and subtracting and then you're adding numbers, like, where the fuck did you get that number from? Oh, well, I divided this number. It's like, there's only fucking 10 numbers. If you fucking bend that shit around all, like, as much as you can figure anything. You can turn it into anything you want. I don't really like that shit.
Yeah.
Like, there was a dude on a podcast I listened to. He somehow tried to say that he made a way where he could use numerology to fucking translate the Old Testament or some shit. And it was all codes and shit. But he was talking about that type of shit, like adding, subtracting, multiply, divide. It's like, that's going too far. He could be right, though. I'm just not into math. You know?
Yeah, I wonder. You know, that's interesting. I wonder if, that kind of sounds like code. You know, like computer coding. You know how computer coding is a binary.
It's all zeros and ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? What happened with your camera?
I don't know. Cooper was walking by here and fucked shit up.
All right.
How's Sonny, man? I haven't heard you talk about Sonny.
Well, she's upstairs in her cage right now because I had to do the podcast. She's doing good, though. She's a good guard dog. I got her trained.
Is she still hunting for her own food?
Yeah, that's how you make them strong. I don't want to be to be dependent. But really, though, like, I'm training her now not to, like, I'll get people to come over here that she doesn't know and act like they're giving her, like, baloney or something. And then it's easy to train a dog, man, especially if they're smart. She's pretty smart. But I'll have them act like they're giving her baloney, and then me and him will start fighting. And she'll ignore the baloney and just fucking come after him, and I'll have to grab her. That teaches them that the only hand that feeds is mine. You understand? So
nice.
Right. Some fed comes in here trying to fucking check out my fucking computer and shit. She's 7-8 months old. She's already as big as a small horse. Good luck, motherfucker. Now they got technology. I'm just joking around. If they wanted to kill that dog, they could.
Yeah, mine are too friendly. They'll just let anyone in the house.
That's usually how pit bulls are too. Well, I'm trying to get her trained right. Well, I don't have any clips to share, and I don't think you can. This might be a short one.
I don't really have much of anything. I mean, going back to the Ryan Garcia thing, Ice Cube actually came out with something, too, about how he's not in the Hollywood Club.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Are you referring to when he was having the interview with Tucker Carlson? I think I already played that. Probably like a month ago, or maybe more.
I think this is a different one. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. I mean, a lot of people are coming out saying, you know, that they don't subscribe to, you know, the shit that they got to do to get famous. You know, and Kevin Hart responded to Cat Williams, because Cat Williams said that Kevin Hart was wearing skirts and shit, and that's why he got movie roles over Cat Williams.
Well, and they call that a humiliation ritual.
Yeah.
Kind of like Will Smith. I don't think anybody's experienced as much humiliation as Will Smith has. He has exposed himself as one of the weakest cucks that you could imagine.
Yeah.
I feel sorry. Like, I mean, it's...
Sorry for all his kids, too.
That's what I'm saying. I meant to say his family, but...
Yeah. I don't care about the bitch.
Yeah, she's... I think she's the most evil... The evil one out of the whole family. She's bringing this shit on.
Indeed.
Didn't she used to fuck around with Tupac and all that, too?
Yeah. And actually, there was supposedly a note that Willow, the daughter, wrote saying something like, you know, that she wished Tupac was still around or something for her mom.
Oh, yeah, that's they're just trying to destroy the nuclear family. They're part of that.
What the hell's going on with my camera, man? I might have to get a new one here.
What is it? Just like a webcam, or does it?
Yeah, it's a webcam. It just keeps like fucking going on and off. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you told me to get a tower, and it's working out pretty good. We'll see if this video works or not. But if it don't, I got the video going anyway. The audio. But
yeah,
I had to get a webcam too when I bought this tower, because. You know what I mean? They don't come with it. I thought of it at the last minute, or I'd have been fucked. Wouldn't have had not that we need video, but people seem to like it. We're getting a lot of subscribers on fucking YouTube and shit. Like, I think they were anticipating, you know, the videos and shit. So.
Yeah, I'm kind of like hesitant about video. Like, I'm kind of shy, and I don't like being seen.
Well, I'm kind of an introvert too, but this is a different subject here. Like, I don't talk to people at work unless I like them, and that's a few and far between.
Yeah. So going back to something work related, I guess. I found this video of Dana White talking about like what's wrong with work and whatever. Or when they ask you, you know, like your opinion at work. Hold on. And I don't know, I recently got into some kind of heat, but you know, I got to ask my opinion, and I gave my opinion, and it kind of like, it wasn't very favored, but I don't know. Maybe I'm very opinionated, and I don't know. I wish people would take it a little bit better, but this clip is kind of funny, I think. I'm gonna share the screen and the audio. 1 second. All right.
Everybody in this room knows.
Oh, I can hear it.
About a lot of things. Basically, I don't give a fuck is the answer to most things. Everybody's too soft. Everybody's too sensitive about everything. Everybody in this room knows the way that I feel.
Can you hear it? Things.
Yeah, it's working.
Basically, I don't give a fuck is the answer to most things. Everybody's too soft. Everybody's too sensitive about everything. Everybody in this room knows.
It's doubling up. It's playing back and over and over again.
Yeah. Okay. No, but that was it. But that's kind of my sentiment. It's like, you know, like, I don't know.
I like Dana White.
Don't ask my opinion, you know.
Right.
Don't ask my opinion. It's going to be raw. It's going to be good. But yeah. there's no malintent in it. You know, like if I'm giving you a rough opinion, it's just my input and let's work on it. You know what I mean? Like, and I do think like people are too sensitive, people are too soft and you got to like conform and bend down to them. And it's like, I'm tired of living under the tyranny of the minority. Like, toughen up, people.
Yeah, I don't think we were meant to not share our opinion. What the fuck's the point?
Yeah.
I don't think.
You can't grow unless you talk about stuff. You know, we might not agree or see eye to eye on it, but coming together and discussing things, we might find a better middle ground.
Right. So,
yeah.
Did you hear about, so you know how New York's all about taking in all these illegal immigrants and all that?
Send them back. Deport their asses.
They just deployed a bunch of National Guard to the subways of New York City.
What are they going to do?
I guarantee they're not going to be able to shoot anybody.
Yeah. I mean, why isn't the National Guard being sent to the border to actually do that?
Well, they are by a lot of other states. It's never going to be New York or California, I can tell you that.
There's a movie called Snowpiercer. And yeah. It's kind of like in the movie, the government tries to like control the population or the people. And so they have all these like army kind of people, you know, like police force, like making people feel like intimidated, holding them down, making them be like subservient to the government and everything. And come to find out, the people find out that those army people don't have any bullets in their guns.
What the fuck?
Yeah. But so what the message is and that whole thing is, what if we realized that? Like, you know, like the tax system, the IRS, you know, fuck them. All these other things that make us feel like we're trapped in a bubble. Like if we actually all realize that they have no power over us, that there are more of us than there are of them.
Oh yeah,
we could
man.
Actually fucking break out of the system, out of the matrix. It's just we're not brave. Weren't we talking about that last time?
Yeah, it goes back to what Billy Carson was talking about last on the clip I played last week. But it's time for BWWRUM. You need another 40?
No, I don't.
All right, well, I got to pause
recording
this.
Recording stopped. Press.
All right, we're back. Had to grab another beer. It's important. But
it's necessary.
There is something I did want to talk about, and I didn't even have it marked down. I just remembered when I was taking a piss. But all right, so I got a buddy at work named Gene. He's from Detroit. What's up, Gene? He's a listener. All right, so he's got this. Yeah. He's got his next door neighbor, right? He's on his fourth dog, and they've all four of them have had cancer, and his fourth dog has cancer now, but it's still alive. So I'm like, dude, what the fuck is it like? What's that shit that they used to put in the What's that shit that used to cause cancer that they put in the walls and all that shit?
Oh, lead?
Not lead. I can't remember the name of it. It doesn't matter. That's not what it was. But I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Asbestos.
Asbestos. Asbestos, not asbestos. That's probably how they say it in Nicaragua.
Yeah, they also say in Nicaragua, they say it Nicaragua.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, I said, what the fuck, man? Is he still got asbestos in his house or what? He's like, I don't know, man. He's like, I can tell you one thing. He said, he was out there chatting with him one time. He's like, all right, I'm about to run up and get a, we're about to run up to McDonald's and I'm going to get a double cheeseburger for my dog. So he feeds his dog double cheeseburgers, man. That, to me, that's a red flag. Like, that's a telling thing, man. Like, they say if you give your dog one potato chip, it's like feeding him the whole fucking bag.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's the shit that they put in our food. I'm not saying dog food doesn't have shit in it, but they're probably not as worried about the dogs as they are about us.
Yeah.
They just take all the scraps and fucking combine them up for dog food and just, you know, make dog food. But I mean, they're putting all the bullshit in our food. And dogs are smaller creatures, so when they're eating double cheeseburgers and shit, it probably doesn't take long. I'm just saying.
Yeah. You're right. No, there might be a correlation to that.
It's got
to
be. Four fucking dogs in a row with cancer. I've had dogs my whole life. I ain't never had a dog that had cancer.
Same here.
But then again, I don't feed them either. I just make them go out and hunt.
The Hunger Games.
No.
So I was reading something about there was like a Jewish rabbi guy.
Uh-huh.
We talk about how certain people rule, you know, everything that happens in our lives. He was saying that they have been feeding us human meat all along.
I've heard that.
You know, they call it beef. But that's where, like, aborted babies, that's why they encourage, like, the processing of humans into like, a dead body. That's why it's almost, like, marketable to kill us, because then they sell us back to us.
I don't know, man. It could be.
It could be. I mean, a while ago, there was this rumor that Burger King was using horse meat instead of beef. And I remember my mom made a big deal about it. She's like, I'm not eating horse meat. And I'm like, I don't see the problem in it. I mean, people eat horses. You know what I mean?
I'd rather eat horse meat than
human. Yeah.
Fucking no. I'm talking about this shit. I'd rather eat human meat than this shit that's made in a fucking lab.
Yeah, true. But
what do they call it? Impossible burgers?
Yeah. It's worse. It's worse than a regular burger.
Oh, for sure, fact, man.
Lily was going to order one the other day, and I prevented her from ordering one. I'm like, no, you don't want that. Order the regular one.
Yeah, man. What? I mean, what is the marketing strategy? What are they saying? Like, it's healthier for you?
Yeah.
Get out of here, garbage, man. It's all fucking chemicals. It's made in a fucking lab.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a crock
There's
of shit.
Toxins. There's more toxins and toxic shit in that burger than there is in a regular burger.
More toxins? It's probably 100% toxins. It's just fucking bullshit. All right, well. Oh, yeah. Have you, you got Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Did you see the Noah movie?
The what?
The Noah movie, like Noah's Ark.
With Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good movie.
Well, it took me two nights to watch it because I fell asleep the first night. But, dude.
I wonder why.
You know, I gotta try to find shit to watch with my wife. She likes me to sit and watch TV with her for a little while each night. But that shit, you know what I was really disappointed in? The Nephilim.
Why?
You know, What the fuck you mean, why? They look like... You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, they look like rocks.
Yeah, they look like fucking something off of Sesame Street. They look like Oscar the Grouch fuse made out of stone.
Yeah.
It was so piss poor. I always thought the Nephilim were like humanoids. Whoever made that movie, where the fuck?
No. So in the movie, the Nephilim are here. Noah encounters the Nephilim when they were already casted down from heaven. So God had already punished them by turning them into stone.
Does it say that in the Bible?
Yeah.
About stone? I don't remember reading that. You know I'm a Bible scholar.
Not. Yeah, I'm not a Bible scholar.
I'm not either. I was just joking.
But yeah, I think that's what happened. They had already been casted out by God because they fucked women and everything.
Right.
And gave humans knowledge.
Well, they fucked so everything. They were already punished. That's what I was trying to talk about last week when I asked if they could swim. Because, like, when the flood happened, they were fucking animals and shit. That's where, like, Bigfoot comes from and, you know, all these cryptid creatures and shit. All the weird shit that's in the ocean, you can't tell me that, I don't know, maybe they can't swim. I don't know.
Yeah, that is a very interesting theory. When you brought that up, I was like, damn, I never even considered that.
Right.
That's why the flood got put in place, because they couldn't swim.
Well, they're half angel, so.
And then, you know, like, since they were rocks, like, you know, kind of like rocks. You ever see the formations or the rocks or the mountains, I mean, that look like a human?
Yeah. That's a theory of the Native Americans that some of the giants just fucking turned to stone. But
yeah, and actually in the movie Moana, there's an island that looks like a woman that is a real island that literally looks like a real woman laying on her side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's weird. How come all the fallen angels, seems like they were all male, right? Because the Bible says they came down and it doesn't just say that they slept with women. It said they took them as wives. So, yeah, it sounds like they were all male. Hope nobody finds that offensive.
Yeah, I know. I wonder why God only made male Nephilim. I mean, do you know of any
Not Nephilim. The fallen angels, but probably, I mean, I've never heard of a female Nephilim either.
Yeah. Is that on purpose? Is that just men writing the Bible and just admitting women out?
True. We all know it was man-made, right?
Yeah.
But, now, did I talk about... Yeah, I think I've talked about this before. Like, I don't think it's really a sin to cuss. What do you think?
Yeah, we talked about it in a previous episode. I think it's all just man-made.
Yeah.
You know, we get made to feel that certain words hold a certain value over others. It's really how you use them.
Right.
It's really the conviction you say them with. And, yeah. I like to cuss a lot.
I just can't help it. I just can't. It's just who I am.
Yeah, I know. It just flows out.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even help it.
They say it's a lot of people blame it on the military, but I was cussing my ass off before I even went in the military. You know? It's just the way it is. A fucking Irishman. Fucking Irishman.
Hey, McHaggis. Hey, so I forgot to tell you, you know, so I was trying to get out of going to this concert in Philly, and so I was trying to resell the tickets, and I posted them on Craigslist, and this person responded back, and they're like, I'm going to send you the money. I wrote the check for more than the price you're asking for. I was hoping you could deposit the check and then, you know, just take your cut and then send me the rest. It's a fucking fake check.
Oh, you tried to cash it?
I was going to try. I mean, it looked legit, but, like the bank, you know, they said, you know, like we suspect that this is fraud. And I agree with them. But it was just kind of funny. I've never been kind of like fished or scammed like that. I didn't lose anything, but it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
For something I was charging $600 for, they sent me a check for almost $3,000 for.
I would have told
so
them.
So I knew.
Yeah. I would have told them to go fake. Fuck themselves right off the bat, but we're all different.
Yeah, I'm hopeful, man. I still have hope.
All right, let me look.
What are you pulling up? I see the light get brighter in the back.
This is patent number 4999637A. A method for forming a cloud of artificial ionization above the Earth by initially heating the resident plasma at a desired altitude with electromagnetic radiation, having a frequency approximately the same as that of the ambient plasma. As the plasma frequency increases due to heating, the radiation frequency is also increased until the final maintenance frequency is attained.
The fuck does that mean?
Oh, it's one of the many forms of cloud seeding.
Cloud seeding?
Yeah. And I've had people tell me that I was fucking nuts. When I start bitching about chemtrails and shit.
Yep.
I'm like, it's not fucking new. What do you think Agent Orange was? Right?
Yeah, they were using that in during the Vietnam War to ruin the Ho Chi Minh Trail stop the traffic of, you know, like supplies and stuff for the Viet Cong.
Oh, what are you talking about? They were trying to make it rain?
Yeah, they were trying to make it as shitty as possible throughout that whole trail.
Well, that was a different type of cloud seeding, though. I think Agent Orange, so they had Agent Orange, Agent White, and Agent Purple. One was for plants, one was for animals, and one was for humans. And so whatever they were spraying on the shit, they were making it rain, but it was raining down this other bullshit too. So
yeah, they're still doing the same shit.
Right.
And there's people that measure like the levels of heavy metals and other shit like in ponds and everything. Whenever they see chemtrails, they'll like kind of like go take a reading, and they notice that there's a higher fluctuation, a higher amount of these things. And that all that stuff is getting on our food. Everything we eat is getting, you know, the chemtrail shit.
Shit. My bad. You know, it really pisses me off. I can't fucking bring up my Instagram on it if I share the screen. I don't get it.
Hey, you know you always talk shit about Facebook?
Yeah.
You know Facebook owns Instagram?
Yeah, I know that.
What's the difference?
I know that.
What's the difference?
There is no difference. I just, I had a bad experience with Facebook. Like, I was in a, this is probably like, 2006, 2008, and I was in a fantasy football league. And my buddy back home, he sent me a link. Wait. Yeah, he sent me a link on my email. And I thought it was like necessary for it to be in the fantasy football league. So I clicked on it and it was Facebook. And so I did all the shit and signed up and all that crap. Next thing I know, all these motherfuckers that I used to go to school with that I don't want to, never wanted to talk to in the first place. Now I'm answering fucking messages and shit. I'm sitting there for 45 minutes when I get home from work answering shit. And then the very last, and I messaged him. I said, hey, man, what's this link you sent me? I don't see nothing about fantasy football. It's just like everybody being friends and getting in each other's business. And so he's like, oh, no, that was just so we could be friends on Facebook. So I got back on there, and my very last post just said, fuck Facebook. And that was it. I hated that shit. Bunch of nosy motherfuckers. If you want to find out what I'm doing, you can fucking come knock on my door. And if I like you, I'll tell you. But I'm not going to post it on fucking Facebook just because you're nosy.
I read a quote from Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah.
He said, he's like, if you have a problem with me, text me. And if you don't have my number, you don't know me well enough to have any issue with me.
Yeah.
Something like that.
You probably sent me that. Some have seen it.
Yeah.
But that dude that sent me the link to Facebook, right after I fucking posted my last post and said, fuck Facebook, and left out of it, I texted him back and I said, I want to put your face in my ass book. I'm starting a new.
I said, I'm sorry. I think that's called OnlyFans now.
Oh, yeah, right. They didn't have it back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in college when the Facebook came out, like the original.
What do you mean? I didn't know it was different.
Yeah, it was. You had to actually have a university email to be able to join the Facebook.
Huh.
Yeah.
I remember.
To everybody.
What was the one before Facebook?
MySpace,
that wasn't bad. I actually got back into that shit years after. It's still there, I think. I don't know if it's still there today. But I had a scanner back then. You know where you can scan photos and shit?
Yeah, I'm that old man.
And I scanned a bunch of photos from like when I was in Somalia and shit. And then I lost them. And so then when I think we lived up here by the time I tried to get back on MySpace. And then I sent them an email and said I lost my password and all that shit. Of course, I couldn't remember. And then I got it all figured out, man. I got back on my MySpace page, got a bunch of my pictures back and shit. It was all right. It's probably the only one on that whole fucking website.
Dude, I had going back to like old platforms, there was this platform called Xanga, X-A-N-G-A. And what it was like an online journal. And you could post stuff, you know, like kind of like you do on Facebook, but it was kind of like a journal. And no pictures, nothing, just writing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
People could not handle, like today's youth could not handle that today.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That reminds me.
I missed.
So we get a 15-minute break, right? And the plant I work at is a big-ass plant. So we ran out of room in the area I work in. So they had to take the bathroom and put it upstairs. Right? Yeah. They had iron workers come in and build a platform and shit. Hey, honey.
Hey.
Say hello to all the listeners.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Julio.
Hey, how are you?
What did he say?
He said, hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic.
He said, fantastic. All right. Pardon the interruption. Now I can't remember what the fuck I was talking about. Oh, yeah.
About the plant, yeah. The bathroom upstairs.
Yeah. So we got a 15-minute break. Takes me like fucking 3 minutes to walk back and forth if I need to take a piss. Am I the only motherfucker that doesn't walk around staring at my phone? I feel like shoulder checking people. I feel like shoulder checking people to knock their phone out of their hands when I go past them. They piss me right the fuck off. And then today when I got in my truck and I was getting ready to leave, this dude walked in front of my truck going to his car to get in his car, looking at his phone. So fucking slow. And then he stops. I don't know if he was like texting back. And so I rolled my window down. I'm like, hurry the fuck up! Those people piss me the fuck off.
Yep. I do the same thing. That sort of shit happens to me like when we go to Walmart.
Yeah.
Or something, you know. You know, I'm trying to like pull out. I'm trying to like pull in. There's always somebody like that. And... I mean, I think you should be allowed to, like, run them over. I mean, they're the ones not paying attention. You know what I mean?
Right. That's like that's like the people with the handicap stickers. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll pull up. They'll pull all the way up, and then they'll take a long time to back in. You know what I'm saying? And I don't like – not every – I'm just saying not all of them deserve that sticker. Some of them would be better off walking. They could really use the walking.
It's amazing at Walmart how many people have to use that little, like, you know, that little rascal to get around.
Right.
You know, but then they stand up and walk out just perfectly fine.
Oh, I think we talked about this shit last week. Remember when I talk about I park farther away and my wife's like, why you park way out here? And I'm like, well, yeah, we did get on this last week. God damn it. Repeating shit.
You know, yesterday I got told at work that I'm kind of like an old man that keeps telling the same stories over and over.
Yeah. Well.
It sucked.
Between the drinking and all the fucking brain trauma, I have an excuse. What's yours?
the same two things.
You got head trauma too?
Self-induced, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe all them mushrooms and shit. I haven't done any of that. Not yet. They're still sitting on my shelf.
So check this out. So like about a year and a half ago, I lost a friendship. Like I had a friend that came into the picture. I introduced him to my buddy. Everything was going great. And then he kind of like, you know, for his own reasons, because we kind of like already talked about it. We squashed the whole thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, like he had to do what he had to do. And he kind of ruined a friendship for me. And so it's been like about a year and a half. Like we used to hang out like as a family. Like, my family would go over there and hang out. We'd have great cookouts. We'd hang out in the jacuzzi. Just a great time.
Right.
And so, yeah, all that was lost. And so I reached out to his wife on Facebook and I was like, hey, you know, good morning. Sorry, it's been such a long time. You know, like I would like to reconnect back with my friend. What do you think about it? And she wrote back saying, no, I think that's a great idea. Not everything is lost, you know, and here's his phone number. So I actually got to meet up with him and it was a good time. I'm glad I did because I don't know. I just kind of missed somebody to kind of like talk to.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He, I don't know, he's got good intentions. It's just somebody came into picture that, you know, kind of like just fuck shit up a little bit. Yeah. But it's amazing the support that he offered because there was no qualms about saying, hey, I don't have any problem with you. I think you're a great person. You know, like, I think we should be friends again.
That's cool. Like,
I know. It was beautiful. It made me feel amazing. And it sucks because, like, I waited so long. We missed out on, like, good moments together. I wish I had done it earlier.
All right. I mean, we didn't talk about a lot of conspiracies this episode.
No.
Because we didn't have our clips. But you played one clip and it worked. So, we're going to figure this shit out on the go. You know what I'm saying? So, I know this might be a short episode too. I don't know, but.
Yeah. It'll probably end after this one, but what'd you think about when I blew that tranny?
Come on, man. Cut it out with the gay shit. You really think that's hilarious? Yeah, he sent me a thing on Instagram about, how'd it go? Something about blowing a tranny?
Yeah, and then you say, on your car? And I'm like, car?
Man, that's so gay. No wonder you love it. All right. I'm ready to end it. You ready?
Me too.
Okay. All right, so this is our first try on video. Sorry we didn't talk about that many conspiracy theories. We're going to get back to business next week. And so any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com. Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram. Conspiracy Soldiers on YouTube. Conspiracy Soldiers on Rumble. And Julio, now you never made no Conspiracy Soldiers Instagram, did you?
No, I did not. I gotta get back on top of shit.
All right, well, all you secret admirers will just have to message me.
Hey, you know what? If you know, like, for example, my wife had a dream that I cheated on her.
Oh yeah.
So I did. Because I like to make all her dreams come true.
That's not a... Oh, that man. I thought this show was about the nuclear family. Come on. Come on, man. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Well, okay, go ahead.
If your girlfriend's out there cheating on you when you're laying next to your wife, you don't need her. Know your worth. Know your worth.
Yep. All right. With that, Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Recording stopped.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.